Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, you are listening to Fred Film Radio, and this is Diego Aparicio reporting from the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. On the Venice Lido today, I am joined by Amanda Felden from Sweden. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here, and can I just say a huge congratulations to you for being part of this year's jury for the Giornata degli Autori.
Thank you. It feels great to be here. I never actually expected it would be me, so I feel honored.
Well, I'm sensing the excitement, so I just wanted to ask how you heard about the 28 Times Cinema program, which, you know, selects you as part of the jury.
I actually heard about it by chance on, I think I saw a Facebook ad that had like 3 likes or something, like it wasn't at all out there, and I found out about it 3 days before the deadline, and I was like, oh my god, I need to make this happen. So yeah, I saw it through Facebook.
Wonderful. And which cinema are you representing?
I'm representing Sita from Stockholm, Sweden.
And are you from Stockholm as well?
Yes, I am. So I am a frequent visitor of that cinema.
What do you like about it?
I love that it, like, out of, we have a couple of art house cinemas in Stockholm, but I think what really differentiates Sita from the others is that it really is more aimed towards a younger audience, because sometimes it can feel a bit frightening as, like, a young movie lover to, like, watch foreign language films, and, like, sometimes they make it out to be, like, super pretentious, but with Sita, they really try to make it, like, more easy, accessible, and fun, even though they show, like, great movies from all over the world.
Sounds like they're doing a terrific job. So what have been your impressions of the Venice Festival thus far?
I'm overwhelmed a little bit. It's been so great, everything. Especially getting to watch all of the movies. And I'm actually surprised at how easy it is to get into the movies, like even the big, like, in competition movies, that you really get an opportunity to watch as much movies as you want. I think I watched 5 movies in one day. That's crazy.
Wow, yeah, it does sound pretty intense, but I'm sure it sounds like you're making the most of it, so I'm really happy for you. And any film highlights that you want our listeners to know about? And this is non-giornate films. We're not allowed to speak about them outside jury meetings.
Yesterday I watched a movie called Baby Teeth that's in competition. It's one out of the 2 movies with female directors. And I was just blown away. I mean, I cried my eyes out. I think everyone did that was watching it. So, yeah, I think that one.
I really enjoyed it as well, actually. We were probably in the same screening. But yeah, wonderful to hear you enjoyed it. And I hear you're also Lux Prize ambassadors, each and every one of the 28 Times Cinema members. What have the Lux Prize films been like for you, the 3 shortlisted candidates that you watched here in Venice?
I was actually very pleasantly surprised. I really enjoyed all 3 of them. And as far as, like, the Lux Prize go, it was crazy to me to see all of the catalog from the previous years of the Lux films from previous years, that there were so many of them that I knew and loved and had seen without knowing that they were Lux films. So it's just, I'm blown away by, like, the quality that they all have.
That's wonderful to hear. So I'm aware that you're also participating in workshops here.
Yeah, that's been a really fun experience. I was a part of the workshop that was Active Cinema Goers in the Europa Cinema Network, and it's just so much information to take in, and so many, like, really interesting discussions, and so much that I had no idea about that I've learned so much from them. So
really happy to hear that. And can I ask if you had a prior background in film before coming here?
I've studied film at the Stockholm University, and I'm working at the Stockholm International Film Festival. So a little bit of a background.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting background. Excellent. And for our listeners who don't know, the 28 Times Cinema program is open to young cinephiles aged 18 to 25, And there is no formal requirement for a professional background in film. So anyone interested is really welcome to apply. And as Amanda has told us here today, I mean, you're in for a terrific experience, really. And what would you say to encourage others to apply for next year?
I would just say go for it. Like I said earlier, I've only found out about it 3 days before the deadline, and I was a complete wreck about it. I was so stressed, but I was just like, I'm going to apply this year, and if I don't get in, I'll apply next year. It's not a big deal. Like, it might seem frightening and like a lot to do, but it's really not, and it's just fun, and it's such a great opportunity, so it's worth putting in some hours of work into it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, Amanda.
Thank you.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.